This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prior to the home run, you had just missed two. Did you feel like something was coming?
I was feeling good the whole game, so I was just trying to stay locked in and try to make good swings.
When you're feeling good, when you say you're feeling that good, what does that feel like for you?
I mean, I was seeing the pitch as well. I was seeing taking my sweat and my swings on the fastball and taking those changeup sliders down below. So I was seeing everything. So that's why I felt good.
Last season, you didn't go, I think, more than eight games without a home run. What was that like just early in the season, just to try and get that power back?
I'm not trying to hit a homer at all. I mean, we're trying to play team baseball right here. So whenever I got to take my walks, I'm going to take my walks. Definitely we're trying to have either way, but I don't mind. That's baseball. Things are going to happen. We just got to keep trying out there and try to do our best to help the team.
Speaking of team baseball, what has impressed you the most about the pitching staff as a whole so far?
I think they're pretty good. Definitely, they've been doing a really good job. I feel like the bullpen has been great. And our starter has been setting the table for the bullpen. So I think we are in a good shape right now.
I know you saw Clay in a different role last year, but when he's at his best, like he was, especially early in the game today, what is it that makes him so difficult?
I mean, he's great. I feel like his angles and how the ball moves. I mean, I feel like he just sort of whiffle balls on there. I mean, the balls move so much, and the velocity too. I mean, it's really uncomfortable at that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.